Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Need to Guard. Like, everyone, a good morning, afternoon, new, whatever we're going through in life today.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was nice. I really like that. Two for two. Well, thank you guys for coming on and watching us. If you haven't noticed, we finally have a very, very, very special guest. And no, it's not Omar. You can see him. He's not blending in with the background. But it's Dario. Hi, Dario.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back.
It's
after like 3 years.
Oh, no, it's dude. Been more.
The last time. More. Yeah, last time Dario was on these garlic in general was when we're doing the lechuga, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, I think we did another episode. We did like two episodes after that. But yeah, it was like pre-COVID, I want to say. Like yeah. Pre-COVID and then.
You abandoned me. I about myself.
Oh, yeah, right. I
did not abandon him. I just want to put that on the record.
No, he did.
He decided to stay. I offered for him to go with me. He decided to stay. I was coming back for spring break, and I told him, you want to go home with me? He said, no. I'm going to stay.
Well, because I had work. I was at 88.
Call in.
I could have. I could have. That's how I
for the whole
quit.
Pandemic. Just like,
believe yeah, it or not.
Hey, I can't go in, man.
for 88, whenever I quit, I was like, I went on vacation for like the winter break.
Yeah.
And like it never went back. I put in my request and then I actually went. And I was like, she was like, oh, hi, Jose. Like, when are you going to come back? I'm like, oh, I'll let you know. And then never went back.
Damn,
I never. So.
Savage.
Never went back. Like
technically.
School.
All right. We're going to end it here for that episode. It's only been like 2 minutes. I already feel attacked and bothered. But yeah, so technically, I'm still employed at 88. I haven't officially quit and she hasn't really fired me either. Like, I took a mail, my check in there.
She has like the. Employee of the month. Your picture is still up there. She's just like, he'll come back one day.
Nah,
she's like waiting month. For you.
It's the same picture from when he started, and it's just she's just changing out the date.
Yeah. Nah, but she liked me. I think I'm one of her favorites. I was her first male employee. Like, there's Zoe in the background. Yeah. No, but I was like one of her first male employees. Because fun fact, I know we talk about this a lot, but I thought she was very like sexist, like she didn't like
two
hiring
men or
yeah
men.
Like she didn't like hiring yeah. men. And I remember when I got interviewed because it wasn't really an interview, she's like, okay, you can start. And then I was like, okay. So like there was no questions or whatever.
She and like then, looked you up and down, like
she's like, you packing,
you can start.
Or you're like, how's your egg roll? And then we're like, I don't know, huh?
Is it egg or spring?
Is it with the rice paper or with the full Jesus. Thick
are there bumps on it?
Oh my god. Alright, that's enough. Anyways. So yeah, we're just gonna leave that route. We're gonna leave it right there because I was trying to be a good sport and talk about my previous job, but no, Trudy just fucked it up right there.
Didn't she like just like basically give you a shirt and you started that same day too?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, you start with the bathrooms like fuck. Already have to clean that shit up.
No, but they this girl, well, I can't remember her name, but one of my coworkers,
not
she was like, I'm no, it wasn't anything bad. She was just like, I'm surprised you're working here. And I was like, why? And like, because she never hires guys. Do look around. I'm just like, holy fuck. I'm the only guy. Well, besides the fucking cooks, right? They're whatever. But I think I started a revelation over there because after me, she started hiring guys. Did they last? No. But I mean, hey,
she was hiring them.
They were proving her right before. Yeah.
No, but the only ones that I stayed were like my friend Edgar, trombone Edgar.
Yeah.
And then my friend Marco, another trombone player. They were like the only guys that I recommended. Well, because you never went to Kingsville and visit. I know you did visit.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, and then.
He got that ticket too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Kingsville ticket.
Yo, dumbasses gave me the fucking parking ticket.
Look,
the first day
the
I was there.
The one time that you did it, you got a ticket. He would do all the time.
Yeah. That's the thing though. Like, I would park there like every weekend. If I wasn't going home or whatever, mm-hmm. I would just park right there. And there was never an issue. Yeah. Never. You could always go down there, like park behind
the... But wasn't
the...
it like some... It was like parents' weekend or some shit that day.
No.
No.
I just remember when you walked out, there was like...
Yeah.
It was my birthday weekend.
Yeah, it was during his birthday weekend. But we always just parked back there and like never an issue. And then you went and you got to take it. Because even I had George... from high school or whatever,
that was in high school.
He went to visit too, and he even parked back there and nothing. Like, his car stayed there like the whole weekend and he never got a ticket.
So whenever you ask, we're like, yeah, you can park here. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah, when you went there, we're like, yeah, just park.
It was so funny because it was like, I saved all this money so I can make that trip. And $70 are gone already. Dude, like, man.
But be glad it was $70. Yeah. I think Kingsville and Always was cheap.
What's
I think
good is that they didn't fucking tow it because who even knows
what
that would have cost.
I don't think they tow it, though. I think they just put that boot on it. Because I remember I saw some cars that would always, have it, the yellow boot or whatever.
And then I had to park in the guest parking, which is, on the other side of campus.
Dude, that was so stupid.
The front of campus, by the way.
That was so stupid. Yeah, that was so stupid, though. Because, the parking lot, right there, it's, like,
doesn't make sense. Get to your dorm, fuck, I forgot something in my car.
Dude, oh, my God. Better get to walking.
He needed it. Oh, shit. But no, yeah, but going back to Dario being on the episodes, I think, it was the Lechuza. Remember you called it Lechuga? And then I think you were on two more Halloween episodes because you were the one that started it off, first one. And I was like, let me try it again because it was so successful. Right? And then, so we tried it again. And then you were on there again. And then after that, that's whenever you abandoned me. And then you left me by myself. And then
I didn't abandon you.
On the bright side, you paid your rent still. So I was kind of grateful for that. You know,
I was paying the rent for an empty room. Well, not really empty room.
No, Pepper was in there.
Yeah, exactly. I was paying Pepper's rent the whole time. She was just living lavish on my bed.
We made a deal. So,
And then every weekend they move out, you came and you cleaned your shit, and then that was it, you're rowdy. And then I was like, this dude fucking drove, and then the same day he went back. Like, he literally went to clean, pick up his stuff, and then leave. I'm like, bro.
I had work, dude. I literally asked for, one day so I could, drive, and then come back, that same day, basically.
Fuck no, dude. I'll be taking 3 days off.
That would take a whole week off. I would take the whole COVID off, and I was kidding.
I would drive, sleep, and then drive, and then I need a rest day after that.
No, I left. I want to say I left at midnight, or no, it was past midnight. It was maybe 4 in the morning or so when I left.
What the fuck?
I was at work, right? Why I didn't
at least really in the
no. I think I want to say you were with your girlfriend.
No, I wasn't taking it.
She didn't find me.
Oh wait, yet. Was I taking it?
yeah. Because I texted you when I was on the way because I asked you if you were at the apartment. You said no.
Oh yeah, I was at her house.
Yeah, you were at a house. Yeah.
You'd be like, that's at your mom's
house. You were at her house, and I got there in the morning, and I just started taking shit apart and trying to figure out how I was going to put it in my car.
Wait, you took shit?
He had one last poop. He got his money's worth. All the water bills.
Well, no, because I still pay rent even after I moved out.
You did? Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, I pay rent for I want to say 3 or 4 months, and I think until you moved with Fred, right?
Damn, what a chat.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, because I think we had ended the lease in December. I think that was,
No, it was August.
It was same unit as the one
the Halloween party.
Yeah.
Remember?
The same, it was the one before that. Right?
The Kingsville Point, remember?
Where I like it's always been there, no?
Well, yeah, no, but it was a bigger living room.
But the one that you had last isn't the same one, right?
No.
No.
It just had the hallway, right?
Yeah.
No.
Where me and Hero tried to make TikToks and it didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. We tried making TikToks and be famous, and what happened? Nothing. But yeah, I know we always make fun of Dario on here, and we always talk about him on here, and it's true. Also, we just want to put a face to
all facts. All that.
They're all lies.
If you want to go back to reminisce with us and hear the episodes with Dario, it's 2024, so go back to 2018 and you'll get those episodes. It's weird how I look back in that gap, it was so crazy how it's because life happens, dude. Work, school, man, giving a shit. I imagine it. it was tough, though. I remember he always be in my room and he'd see me crying because I couldn't do any garlic. And I was like, bro, I don't know how to do this shit. But I think it was the right thing, but at the wrong time. That makes sense. I think the podcast wasn't something that was strong by myself over there. And then I passed it towards Tweety and Hero, and they did a great job with movie reviews and all that stuff. So it was really good.
The movie reviews were pretty good, but I'm gonna be honest, like
the soul was gone.
No, be real with us. How was his garlic
It was good. Like I like when y'all started doing like the back and forth for like the Christmas and stuff, and then when the hero brought in Tweety to record with him, and I thought y'all were doing pretty good with the movies, but high key,
no low key here.
I think it was just at the point where like I was working more, so I didn't really have time to listen as much. But I would go back to listen like when I could for like the movie reviews and stuff. But as soon as they got to Star Wars and stuff like that, and y'all were like watching the whole thing, I was like, bruh. I'm like, I don't
too much Star Wars back to back.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. I mean,
it was what, three or four episodes of nothing but Star Wars?
They talked about the fourth movie. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It was, should have been the sixth.
Did I erase those?
Nah, damn.
Oh, shit.
No, I think you did, though.
No, I didn't erase them. They're in the archives. Oh,
they're in. There's
a huge difference.
They're not there. So like, if you go to listen, it's going to be from the Christmas episodes, right? Like between you and Hero.
The Podmas.
Yeah, and then the one y'all did together. And then after that, it's...
on the gap.
Yeah. Until y'all came back.
and see, that was a thing, too. Like, I thought, you know, the movies... had potential, but like I agree with you, like of the same movie, like back to back.
Yes. Just,
I know that's no
okay. you already fucked it up.
We don't need to bring it up again, please. I don't want to cry again. No, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like,
no, I was kidding.
Shit, I'm basically, you're still the intern.
Yeah, you're still the intern watching our vision.
I don't know how like we would have done it if we just didn't go in order, but like you said, it was just like a big project.
Oh yeah, I think Dario meant would like do like different movies instead of doing one series, like, or one, yeah, like
I think if y'all would have like,
that was Heroes Dumb as I didn't know, just
like, if y'all would have like done like a Star Wars movie and then saw like a regular episode, yeah, and then like done another one like the next week or whatever, or just like spaced them out, because I thought it was good. But I think when y'all just started pushing them like back to back to back,
that was it.
It was kind of where like I was like I enjoy it, but I was just like, yeah, I was like I would stop at a certain point when like I said, work, and then I would just try to pick back up where I was at. God. I would try to pick back up, but I feel like I got lost, so I would restart again.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So we drive those views up.
I was low key bumping the metrics.
Oh shit! I like that phrase. Say it again, one more time.
Bumping the metrics.
Oh shit!
That's gonna be our fucking, what is it? The rap tag. It's like these guys like bumping the metrics.
Bumping the. I was kidding.
Oh shit!
But no, yeah, and I don't know why it just didn't. I just think that the drive wasn't there. Like nobody was like, y'all were.
That's what I'm saying. That's all. You're. Your whole, this is your show.
Your whole, like, oh my god, yeah, your whole wasn't there. My whole wasn't there, getting fucked in the ass.
No,
I was just gonna say, like, the whole thing is like, it's an Oscar show, and then we're just the side characters.
Like, the side
no, like, Hero and Dario are side characters. You're like way off the side. You're like,
you're like that one annoying guy. You're like the Steve Urkel, but
you're in the office. You're Toby.
No, oh shit!
You have to be like your HR. Yeah. That's the only reason why I have you here, but.
I think y'all were doing good, but I think like the distance was kind of like also maybe was making it difficult.
We didn't break up. Oh yeah, I know. Actually, no. Truth be told, I got so mad. Like I was furious because I was like, y'all need to fucking. And I told them like, I have a whole group chat. I imagine you're right here on the other receipts.
The receipts, right?
No. I'm not gonna show those. But yeah, I got mad. I was like, man, like this is like not what I wanted. Like this isn't, and then I was like, let's just stop it. Like, let's just stop doing this. Like, I don't want to do it no more. And then like, I got into drugs because of it. My alcohol, I gained so much weight, and it wasn't because Taco Bell, because of these garlic. and it was hard because I didn't like to see it. Like, I don't want to say fail, but it failed. And then we were like, hey, like you're coming back home. You know, we already talked about this. We came back home. Let's just try it one more time. And look at us now with...
still failing.
Yeah. We're failing, but more graciously. So we're looking...
Or like handsome's good word.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But no, I like that. You should make your own podcast. That was some good feedback. I think you did really well with that.
No.
It could be called Dario and the Garlic Sign. You'll be the whole
Knees Dario. Knees Dario. No, because so when y'all stopped recording for a while,
you put empty inside.
You can Loki, say it. Loki, yeah, because I that's when I really started like listening to more podcasts. Damn. And then Trainer. Like y'all stopped like with the movies, and so I started like listening to other stuff. Mostly because like my job was just I was working at Pizza Hut. Oh, do not recommend, by the way, but that's a whole nother thing.
We'll get to that.
But I was driving a lot for them or like, you know, delivering stuff like that. So I would get to listen to y'all, but it got to a point where like y'all stopped, and then I think Hero had that Halloween party, and that's when I asked him, I'm like, hey, like what happened with the podcast? And then like he didn't really want to tell me, he just told me like y'all stopped, and I was like, oh, okay. So I was like, I low-key got disappointed because I told him, I was like, man, I was like, I thought y'all were doing good. Like, I think if y'all would have kept going with it, y'all would have been okay. But I think, like I told him then, I was like, I think with Oscar not being here with y'all and stuff, I was like, maybe it was just making it hard for y'all to like record all three together and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure. That was a thing.
I think he was just being nice. He was like, I don't know. I think he didn't want to be like, Oscar was like, this. And I mean, like,
yeah,
I was. I mean, I'm not going to be like he's lying or anything or talking shit, but like, no, like, it was just the fact that I was getting upset. And in reality, though, like, whenever you have like a project or like a baby, okay, never mind, not a baby, sorry, that was like so.
You know, oh my God.
I was going to say, you get rid of it. And then, no, but I was triplets. Like, I meant like making a baby project or whatever. Like, it was something that I saw, it was failing and it was going downhill. And I was like, fuck, like, I don't want this. And I was like, it was basically like me killing it before it died, if that makes sense. Before, because like I saw you're it, putting like
down your dog.
Before. Yeah, exactly. So like the like,
he died of old age.
The, come like on, the dog. The dog was sick, and you could let it suffer, or just like, you know, like cut that shit out. Like, you know, it's dead and it's done.
He just wanted to stop it.
Yeah, and I was like, this isn't working. Like, we just need to figure this shit out. And then, because it was hard. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, I don't like to admit this, but like it was harder for them to do it without me, and then I had nothing to go off of myself. Like, mm-hmm. I had done, and I have some unreleased episodes from Knees Garlic, and it was basically like just me like doing the episodes did by myself,
and I'm just crying.
And I was doing this, crying and then I was like, you know, this, even though it's not visual, because obviously this is the first time doing visuals.
Yeah.
The whole like idea or the whole feel of me doing the episodes and not releasing it, it felt like I was doing like a vlog, and to me it didn't make sense to have an audio vlog, you know what I mean? If that, I don't know if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah.
And that was the feel of it, and I was like, no one's gonna want to listen to this, and no one's gonna understand what I'm talking about, and there's no one like, oh yeah, like you're right, like we're doing right now. There was no like back and forth. So there was three
just episodes. Laughing to yourself
like there was three well, one of them ended up being the video, the room makeover. So I had done a video, I mean, an audio of just that. And then I was like, this is stupid. Let me make a fucking audio.
Just hear like rustling in the background.
It's like
a bunch of stuff just scraping.
It's like, you guys can't see, but I just fixed my bed.
It's like, you know, like a little fart shit. Here, but yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I think when you talk to Hero about it, it was just like, oh, like, I don't know the reason. But he knew the reason. He knew damn well what the reason was. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that was also like the, like right when y'all had stopped it, I think. Because it stopped in like August, or was it July or June?
It was nearing the year mark, which is why not a year, like 1 year, but like it was nearing an anniversary of Knees Garlic. So it was like near July. And I was just like, you know, like, because me personally, like I want to have like something big, like, oh, we're nearing the anniversary date, we should go big or home.
Yeah.
First episode, by the way. And it was just like,
it's a little Easter egg.
little Easter egg. But it wasn't going to get there. And I was like, you know what? Let's just, that's it. Boom.
Just can it before it dies, before it starts.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
And we never finished the Star Wars.
No, yeah. It ended up being a flop at the end. Well, it's okay. But earlier, you had mentioned Pizza Hut. And I've been wanting to talk to you about this on Knees Garlic for the longest time. And how was it? How was it being a manager?
He was a big shot. Yeah, he was.
Oh, you were a general manager. You weren't even just a manager. You were a general manager. You were the top bitch. You were like, if you want to fuck with me, then fuck with me kind of guy. Like, how are the customers? How are like people always hear Taco Bell and shit? No one cares. It's old news, Oscar. Wow, Pizza Hut, a brother branch.
And Chipotle.
A
brother
branch.
No one called Chipotle, right? Yeah, okay. All right.
I don't think they're a brother branch anymore. Because I think the company...
Yum?
Sold, Yum, yeah. Yum sold to Yum. To Avos or whatever they're called. And Avos owns... So it turns out Avos owns Panera Bread. And then and then Panera Bread is connected somehow connected to Burger King.
Like a worse enemy.
Well, because Panera is the foreign country where they have kings. So oh, that my
fucking... and burgers.
You were calling for. You were like,
I was like, wow. he did his research before he came.
He did his homework. I'm proud of myself.
No, so finally does his homework. I'm just kidding. Dr. D's.
Just kidding. Remember that? Story time. Oh, okay, before I go by Pizza Hut. So I had, he's going to know. Oh, well, whatever. It's out. I'm going to drop out. Whatever. I follow life. There was one time. Okay, multiple times. I'm not going to lie.
It was like three times.
Okay, anyways. No, kidding, no counting. So I had, it was like, it was still like online, right? Like, or no?
No. It was in person. I think it was like your... lesson.
Yeah, it was my lesson. Yeah. And so I forgot what had happened, but I like woke up and I'm like, I didn't practice for shit. Reason why I dropped out. So I apologized in advance or whatever. And so I didn't practice and I was like, fuck, like my lesson. I don't want to fucking go. Like I haven't, I'm just going to get like yelled at, you know, because that's typically how it goes. I didn't practice. My potential's gone and all that bullshit, whatever. So then, I mean, whatever. And then, so I was like, fuck, I don't want to go, Dario. He was like, just say that you're sick. Like, don't go. Like, whatever. I was like, you know what? You're fucking right. So then I texted him and I was like, hey, like, I don't feel so good. Like, I'm going to go. I can't go to the meeting or the lesson. Can we reschedule? And like, yeah, we can do it for Monday. Cause I think I had it Thursdays. And that's because, like, I was also skipping class. And then it was like skipping class. I was in my dropout era. I'm just kidding. I was getting ready for that shit.
I was getting ready for my homeless era.
I had skip class, and then it was an awkward lesson. Like, it was like at 2.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't want to go because I was the last thing for the day. Mm-hmm. I skipped because multiple classes got canceled because it was TME or something like that.
Oh,
so I skipped one of my classes. Yeah, it was a non-major class that I skipped. Or something like that. I don't remember. Anyways,
it
so,
was something like it was something that. Like that. But so then
I didn't want to go over there. I don't want to go all the way over there just for like an hour and then come back because he was my ride. I didn't have a car back then, and I was like, I don't feel like going out and practice. And then I didn't go. And then I was like, hey, you want to get food or something? And then we hung out. We played games and all that shit. And I'm like, who cares? You know.
I like how you did that like 3 or 4 times. I really don't remember, but. Multiple times we're like, dude, what if we run into Diaz? Like, oh, yeah, what if we're like at Wingstop or something like that? And like, you just randomly like in the drive thru, and I was like, fuck.
And you're just like, my fat ass with a wing in that.
No, I think.
You got the hot sauce on my throat.
I think actually what was funny was that I think one day that you didn't go, we actually went to the gym. And we were like,
ooh, risky on campus, the gym.
Dude, on campus. And we're like, dude, what if we like we're just walking into the gym? I was like, what if we just see him like pull up or like he's like driving right by the wreck or whatever? And we're just like, eh, it's whatever.
He did. He saw me. He's like, is that a fucking fat ass on the treadmill? I don't know. Oh, shit.
Looking, I recognize that jiggle anywhere.
Oh my god. First of all, that was my pre-jiggle era. I'm just kidding. Oh shit. Damn. In that case, it was jiggling.
What was that at the gym that we said?
We were at the gym and
Was it the bike? No, the treadmill. No,
the treadmill. And I was like, man, the thing's fucking wobbly. And like, I say, my ass. And I was like, bruh. But yeah, okay, so Pizza Hut. How was that experience and working there?
So I started working there like when the pandemic started, like almost when it started.
First of all, how'd you get the job? Because like your track record is you just get any random job.
You get any job you want.
It's just like, oh, I'm in the oil now. I'm in charge. I'm a CEO of Exxon right now. So yeah, like what the fuck, Dario?
No. So my friend George, he was actually doing delivery for them, and so he was like, hey. Like, do you want to work? Because I told him that I wasn't really doing anything.
Fuck it.
And like, that was literally when like school started pushing back. Like, spring break got pushed back another week, and then everything else, like, slowly, like, by shorty, you know? So I was like,
I'm not doing anything, but I got still got to pay rent for Pepper.
I was like, I still got to cover rent.
I still got bills for Pepper.
So he was like, hey, do you want to work? And I was like, yeah, for sure. I was like, why not? And I was like, I really don't want to do fast food, but I was like, whatever. Lo and behold, I was making bank though. Like when I started and like they put me at the, well, I don't know if many people know, but the Fairmont location on Fairmont and Burke.
For locals.
Yeah, for locals. I was making bank at that location. Like it was crazy, like how much like you can make at that time. And so I was doing that for like a while, and then they offered me a shift manager position, and I was like,
all random.
Yeah,
like, hey, well, how long did you manage? You wanna,
dude? I was there for like 4 months, and the guy, the dude offered me the position because he was talking to me one day
because he slayed,
and purpose. He was
like, honestly, you've been popping off, King. So.
No, he was like, hey, like, do you want to move up? Because, like, I think you have potential or whatever. And I was like,
they always say that, though.
Wait. I know, did he say it like that? Or be like, hey, do you want to move up? Or do you want to, you know?
No. No.
Because I'm down. Imagine that.
He was, I'm sorry if I sound racist, but he was Sri Lankan. I don't know if y'all know where that's at.
Sri Lankan.
It's like a little island outside of India.
Yeah.
Why would you even say that?
So it's funny though because they don't like Indian people.
What do you mean?
And it's like back and forth. So it's kind of funny.
Like, bro, you're like 10 miles away.
It's kind of funny. But yeah, so he offered me the thing, like the position, and I was like, sure, why not? And so they started training me. And then literally like 4 months later, 4 months in, he was like, hey, do you want to be an assistant manager?
Not even a year and he's already like at the top.
So at that time though is also when things started slowing down, so drivers weren't making that many tips anymore, so I felt like I was like right at the right time.
I was dodging the bullet every time.
So I was like, I was like, sure, why not? And then I think when he offered me the GM position, it was already like 6 months, so like 6 months after I became an assistant. And I was like, sure, why not?
So a whole year and 2 months, you're owning that bitch.
Yeah, I was running a store.
Damn.
But I mean, it was pretty good at the beginning, but once they sold to that other company, like...
To Panera?
Yeah, to Panera.
So was it like franchises or like, do they own...
Well, if you would have waited...
No, I'm just kidding. I believe it was a franchise, but then Yum, the brand, the actual thing, they started selling like little, like individual ones, I guess.
Individual or whatever corporate ones.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Avos, which the owners are actually from Texas. They live off in Pearland. Wow. They started buying like a bunch of them like around the area. Mm-hmm. And so we got bought out by them, the ones that I was working at. So they came also, in.
It was from like local or from those other people, sir, the Sri Lankan.
You got it.
I was gonna say individual people to another corporation.
Basically. I mean those people.
Yeah. So
what do you mean by those Sri Lankans?
So like it started happening like that, and then they came in. You know how every company is like, oh, we're gonna change things, we're gonna do this for the positive, blah blah blah.
I didn't know that was going on.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we're trying to boost morale. You're gonna get bonuses. You're gonna get PTO. This and that.
Damn.
And then they took the driver's PTO away, which made a lot of people pissed off at me that I didn't have any fucking thing to pull anything. But I was like, whatever, you know? And I was like, okay, I'm going to just ride it out for a year, see how things go.
Oh, he rode. He was buying that shit. Man.
So, like, at the beginning, it was pretty good, like, money-wise and, like, the way the business was going.
How much were you making?
Like yearly or like?
Oh, it was salary, bitch. It wasn't fucking hourly.
Well, I guess either one doesn't matter.
So salary, I was making 60K a year.
You made more than me now.
That's not including. That wasn't including like bonuses and other stuff. So I was like,
how much was it with like bonuses and all that?
With bonuses,
it could, rough estimate.
Rough estimate, it could have been about 70 to 80K.
Damn. A year.
But
I mean, that I'm sure is not easy either.
No, no, because not everybody had it, but like the stores that were actually making like that amount, like the GMs, whatever, they were like overworked. Like mm-hmm. you could see them because we had meetings like
almost every day.
Not every day.
Every week, sorry.
No. It was like monthly, like maybe like bi-monthly or something like that. Only if like something important was going on or whatever, mm-hmm. that we would have meetings. So I would see the manager from other stores, and a lot of them just like stressed, like gotcha stressed.
Freaking dead.
Dude, like every GM, sorry, was like a chain smoker. Like they were just smoking a cigarette, like every chance they got.
Oh, that's where the crust tape them right.
Oh my gosh.
No, like it was bad. I was like, dude, I'm like, holy shit. And like everyone was
fucking
just,
Dara was all full of life.
Like, everybody was just cracked out on fucking Monsters and like Red Bulls and like all this other shit.
No, honestly, like, dude, I believe that the whole Monster Red Bull thing, because I went to that I wasn't a shift manager, you know, I was just a basic manager. But no, like even in regular, I can only imagine.
2 years, I would Oscar always, just barely moved up.
Dude, no.
Dario.
No. No, it was
CEO by the time.
It was crazy because like my neighboring GM or whatever, I would go to get something from his, restaurant or whatever. From his restaurant. And no joke, he had a Monster for breakfast right there. And then he had like three other ones in the cooler, like for later on in the day. And I was like,
that's a real man right there.
I was like, dude, like you're really like pushing it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to the point where they started getting real like stingy about certain things that were the norm that everybody did. Exactly. That everybody had been doing for a while before they bought us out. So I was like, man, I was like, whatever. So
like what kind of things do you mean?
They were really, they started raising the prices on everything, to be honest with you. Like really bad.
Yeah,
like,
that's why I stopped buying from. Dude, I miss my thin crust.
Dude, $13 like, for a one topping.
Really? You miss it? Because I can still see you there.
I was like, we found another source.
No, $13 for a one topping large pizza. I was like, dude, fuck out of here. I'm not paying that. And then they got rid of like.
I'll do that if it was like a legit like mom and pop shop. Like.
Yeah. But no, not fucking Pizza Hut, dude. Like they just became real stingy with their stuff, and it was just like, nah. And so and then they actually fucked me over on one of my bonuses.
Damn.
Like, wait, they shorted me.
That was the bonus fucking you up, or like on the side, or
no? They cut. Apparently, they cut money. Like they shorted me like $600 or $800 off of one bonus, and I was just like, dude, like, what the fuck? I was like, I hit my numbers. I'm like, where's my money? Like,
I bet it again.
No, I was like, where's my money? And they came back and told me.
Wait, so that though. <It's> like, yeah.
They were like, yeah, by the way, you missed your inventory. And I'm like, the fuck you mean I missed my inventory? They're like, your numbers aren't matching up. And I'm like, do you want to fucking come count for me then? Because like,
breach.
I'm not about to fucking do this. Breach. And yeah, like that's where it started. And then where it ended up being was that I started losing drivers because, again, they weren't paying them shit, you know.
Mm-hmm. And then they started sick
time. Yeah, and then they started using DoorDash. Oof. Which no hate to DoorDash people,
a little bit.
Be careful with your bumps.
Be careful with what you're gonna do right now.
No, I just did it 1 year, so
yeah. But like, no hate to them, you know, like get your grind, whatever, you know. But dude, like, come on, man. Like, if you're gonna pick up an order from me, don't fucking sit outside in your car and eat the fucking order.
Damn, preach.
Damn.
Like,
you did that too, didn't you? That was you. Nah.
It's like, I would never do that shit.
It's like he's wiping it off.
With like tomato sauce right here. Like,
no, so like there, huh? When we started it, I had multiple incidents like that where people would marking it like delivered or whatever. And then I would like walk outside for something and like I would see the car and they would just be eating there. And
well, in their defense, I wouldn't do that.
I was like, what the fuck?
In their defense, though, like,
my defense, I was fucking hungry. So
I've experienced DoorDash, though, when someone either forgot my food or never got there. But DoorDash is just like, there's no real punishment, though. Like, they'd be like, oh, sorry, here's a refund, and then that's it.
I mean, like, there is. They just like,
oh, like,
there's, they just like, make new accounts, honestly.
Because like, I think they can ban them, right? Or something like that. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but they can't. They don't.
What pissed me off about it was like, So they had like this score. So then you had to like keep a certain amount.
It was your rating, bitch.
No, like the acceptance rating. It was the acceptance rating. So like you had to, if you kept denying orders or whatever, not pickups, then your average would go down. So that's what sucked, is like your average would go down a lot if you skipped one. And it would be like fucking dumb. Like, give me a dollar for 10 miles or something like that. Like,
see, that's
so why are you going to punish me for that? Like,
Yeah, that's what I hate too, because...
I was always a good noodle though. They had like this extra like tier or whatever, and I was in it, and so like they would give you the orders first, like you had first pick.
Oh, like they would offer it to you,
yeah,
and it's up to you, and right? Yeah,
it was just like a little bonus, like shit like that. But
yeah,
after a while, I mean, once the pandemic got worse, like I just stopped doing it. Just obviously going to different people's houses is like kind of sus.
Yeah. So no, yeah, for sure, but. The thing was too that they wanted us to give like the orders that had tips on them to the DoorDash people instead of like our own drivers. Oh,
right. I get
and
you.
And that low key pissed me off. I'm like, dude, like, why am I gonna give this random person something when they're not doing anything on the inside to help me out? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And their belief was that because they're coming from Burger King and all that shit, the owners, they wanted to basically make pizza like fast food. Like, it is, but at the same time, we actually have to cook it, you know?
It's like a gray area.
Yeah,
it's because fine.
It's like
very... Like, that kind of fast food, like, that shit's pretty much already cooked.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kept warm, and then they just, like, build it for you. No. But with pizza, it's like, you can't just have pizza. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you can, but...
Like, Little Caesars, but even then, they don't fucking do anything.
Dude, Little Caesars got an ass. Like,
it was there too, by the way.
It's like they never have shit hot and ready. And it's like, bro, what's the whole fucking point of your
That's literally your tagline. And it's not.
And nothing's hot or ready.
Exactly. But not
to wait like 20, 30 minutes for you to just make whatever should be there already.
Dude, but I went to one and they told me an hour for like two pepperoni pizzas. I was like,
bro, what the fuck?
Maybe.
Like, but now I start. Hour? I'm like, nah, I always pre-order like online.
I'll pre-order it. Yeah, no.
So wait. I'm not doing it too much.
You need to come back in a little bit now. Okay. Yeah.
No, but yeah, they started doing that. And then, funny enough, I didn't even put my 2 weeks in.
Savage.
What an Oscar.
I emailed, I closed out the system for the week or the month, whatever.
The rest of your life.
Yeah, I closed it out, and then I already had a pre-typed out letter of resignation with all the codes, all the passwords to everything that I used in the store. And my shift manager,
what were they?
Seabrook at 0392-84 for their payroll. For the payroll. I don't know if they changed it, but that's for the payroll.
I mean, they should have changed it. If they didn't, they're fucking dumb.
No. So, funny enough, my shift manager, she was quitting with me. So, she sent the letter in before me to our boss.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me and I just didn't answer because I was on the phone with someone else. I was on the phone with another manager from like
the old owners. You're like, they weren't like you.
I was
wasn't the same.
I was on the phone with the manager that's in La Porte. So I was talking to him because I was real cool with him. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, yeah, I'll call you tomorrow. And then as soon as I hung up with him, I sent my resignation in. And then my boss just didn't call me anymore after that. And the only time he texted me was
happy birthday.
No. He texted me. He was like, "Do you have any keys to like the stores or whatever?" I told him no.
It's been like, yeah, to your mom's house.
I have 8 store keys and a master key. It's still with me.
Damn.
We have to bleep that out.
You know, I think Dario, they're going to come attack Needs Garlic. And they're going to attack you and be like,
I was like, Needs Garlic versus
Pizza. What'd you say?
Needs Garlic versus Pizza.
No, I heard something. You heard it too, didn't you?
I heard something else.
It's their month.
Oh my God, dude.
Our month.
Oh my God. You need to stop saying those words on the channel, dude. Like, I'm telling you right now.
No, but yeah, so that was the last thing. Overall, when I started, it was pretty fun, but I think just over time with like the extra responsibilities and then
Spider-Man
and then them just starting demanding more stuff, I was just like, nah, like it was just too boring.
So ultimately, it was the new management that fucked everything
up. New management really fucked it up
for so me. would you stay there if it was the same owners and everything?
If it were to stay the same owners, I feel like I maybe would have stayed longer, because there was that gray area and like that possibility of where the guy that promoted me, because he moved up too when the new owners came in. Mm-hmm. He moved up to a different position, but there was that possibility that he would like offer me his old position, but like somewhere else.
Dang.
But
in Kingsville?
No, I was kidding. No. Oh, dude, fuck no. I wouldn't drive over there for that.
Me either, huh?
It wasn't worth the money, to be honest with you. But there was that like small chance that he would have offered it to me. But I was just like, I was like, do I really want to do this for like the rest of my life? I was like, I don't think so. So
the pizza game
is the pizza, for everyone. Yeah, yeah. Then now I'm just killing bugs. So
how's that going for you?
He's already CEO.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, it's pretty good. I like it a lot. I don't.
So how did you get this job? Because it's just another random job.
if you would give us a second and see his job, what's it called?
Resume.
His resume right here. You see that there are so many fucking random jobs on this fucking resume. You would think they would correlate for fucking making pizza that killing fucking roaches. Like, I don't get it. Like, I have a hard time finding a job myself, dude. I don't understand. Like, I almost went to fucking Chipotle because of Tweety's bitch ass. I didn't want Chipotle, but I needed a fucking job. And then if it wasn't for Hero, I'm like, what the fuck's a former? Like, I don't even know what that is. And so, I mean, I went from making a fucking burrito to, I mean, I get it. From making a burrito to making a former, I guess, but still, like, you're on a podcast now. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know how you do it.
He's our boss.
What the fuck?
So my first job was Little Caesars.
Okay.
And then from there,
origin.
From there, I went to Toys R Us. R.I.P.
Oh, Toys R Us. That's where the kids came in. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Okay.
And then from there, I went to Famous Footwear. So I sold shoes. For like a year.
Or I didn't even know about that one.
Yeah.
Wait, where?
Famous Footwear.
Okay, so then you were doing shoes.
Yeah, I was doing shoes.
And I got no discounts.
It was a 50% discount.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Get another job, man.
And while I was doing that, I was also working at Office Depot.
You were. I remember that.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That. The more you bring up these things, I'm remembering. Like,
I'm over here thinking like he's still at Toys R Us. Like,
he's on
that grind by himself.
Oh no, actually, I forgot. So when I was still working at Toys R Us, I got a job doing inventory for a company. They were called Riggs. Yeah,
doing inventory.
Yeah, so like I would go to like HEB, like
I remember that
clothing stores, and like I would do their inventory. So like they would get shipments in, like the trucks, you know.
Yeah,
and they would set up the thing.
So this was like a random third party, like
basically. Company? I think a lot of the times they told me that they wanted to make sure that whoever like was in doing charge
their inventory was like. Actually,
yeah, they like their numbers were actually matching up with what we were putting in.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be like at a random ass fucking store at like 3 a.m. while they were unloading.
Just everybody's sleeping,
dude. So like they gave me like a I would say like a calculator, but not like a machinery or whatever.
You like, scan it, right?
Well, the scanner was on my finger. And if there was multiple quantities of something, you had to memorize the keypad because it was backwards. So you're the one, two, three was like right at the bottom, then, you know, 4 and 5, 6, and then whatever. So you had to be like scanning it and like typing it in if it was something, multiple of something.
What the hell? So you're just like,
dude, yeah. Like, guitar hero. Like it was weird because like you really had to like memorize it and just, you know, there wasn't really time for you to like process what you were scanning. It was more of like you see it, number it, go, like, because they wanted you to like keep up. So that job was like the faster you went, the more you could get paid. So there was people that were counting like 200 items at like 15 minutes or something like that, and they were making it about like 20 an hour or something like that.
What was your rate?
Mine was like $18 an hour. I did actually, like, we went to a HEB once and it was like a bunch of us, and I decided to count the fucking
just the image of them just like being released to the store.
Like, yeah. Dude, nobody, it was it was funny because they only had like a couple of workers in the store, and like I got this bench from, I asked one of the guys, I was like, hey, like, are you gonna use that? And he was like, nah, and it had wheels on it. So like I sat on it and I was like, I went down the road.
Just like sliding down.
I was going like sliding down, like counting. And then like my boss or manager, or whatever, came up to me and he's like, you got to get off that. And I was like, for real? He's like, yeah, you got to get off that.
Like, fuck you.
I'm not. I was just like, you know what?
You know what? I didn't want the job anyways. So I'm
like, send him out letter on the flash drive. You're just like, here,
you need this. No, so.
With the numbers. Just, I'm out of here. I'm fucking with my job.
So I liked that job, actually. It was pretty cool. But I think it was.
So how the fuck did you get that job?
I was just looking for another job.
And, but like, how did you come across it? Like,
it was on Indeed.
Indeed.
You can
Indeed.
Find Indeed.
I've never had a response ever from Indeed.
Well, really?
It's because you have to think of it as like someone that looks like a good worker and someone looks like you. No, I was kidding.
No. It's funny because like they called me, like I was already working at Toys R Us, and they called me and they told me, and I was like, should I really take it? Should I not? And I debated.
Sorry, Jeffrey. Yeah.
I debated it, but then I asked them, I'm like, are y'all flexible with hours and stuff like that? And they told me, yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. So
you both?
Yeah, so I was doing both. And then after that one, I went to Famous Footwear, and then I did Office Depot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing pest control now for Bulwark Pest Control.
So you almost had a full circle, but then you're like, nah, I'm going to go pest control now.
Honestly, I thought when I was at Pizza Hut, I thought that might have been like the last job that I had. Like I thought maybe it was going to be like where I was going to be at for a while. But yeah, it was like almost 3 years, I think. Hmm. And I just decided to just leave it.
Frozen that bitch.
Yeah. And then, actually, I didn't quit until I had the one that I have right now. After the guy called me and told me that like I had the job, I was like, all right, cool. He literally told me, he's like, how much time do you need before you can start? And I was just like,
hold on, I'm finishing up right now.
Just give me 1 second, I'll be good to go.
It was funny. He texted me on a Friday and okay, literally.
Becca.
And literally. I just told him, I was like, give me till Monday and I'll be good.
Give me till Monday.
And he was like, all right, cool. And I quit. And then the next day I started.
Damn.
So it was like a quick turnaround. And I was like, bet.
I'll be like, I need a week off.
Bitch, you're like a whole month off. You're lazy.
In between jobs?
I mean, for me, it would be different.
I put like, my two weeks in for AAA, though.
Yeah, it took fucking forever to get a performance. If it was me, though, it depends. If I have bills to fucking pay, I'm doing it right now.
Oh, but he was making like 80,000.
Okay, well, what's your problem? You're not I'm him, just saying, right?
Like, I would have.
You wouldn't.
I would have been comfortable.
Yeah, you would have been, but you're not. All right.
You're so that's your problem. Yes, you're too comfortable.
You're too comfortable that you don't want to do it.
You're not that grind on that grind mindset.
No, because I was just kind of like, I want to.
Was that another Indeed job too?
No, they're from Arizona. Which, funny enough, I have a meeting tomorrow
in Arizona
summit that the owners are coming down to like meet with us and stuff. So
wow.
So where's the location?
They're gonna promote you to CEO tomorrow. Oh, shit.
You're gonna be regional manager of
Oracle
Garages.
So they have a branch here in Houston, and they're located. We're located in
Houston. I was gonna go
by in the Katy area. That's where the main office is.
I know her,
but we cover all of Houston. So they divided the branch into the north and the south. So
not again, man.
Oh, no. So they did not learn a lesson. So I'm in the south branch, and then, which covers the area that we're in, like Pasadena and stuff. And then I also go all the way to Katy, Pearland, Sugarland, Rosenberg, and then
Rosenberg,
Texas City as well sometimes. I love and that scene. Baytown and stuff like that. Well, no, not really Baytown, more of like Channel View and
more like Bay City,
San Jacinto and stuff like that. Uh-huh. That's mostly where I go, because further down, fuck that. I've been to Galveston.
Yeah, poopy water, huh?
Dude, let me tell you, like,
hero
trying to fucking they want us to spray like whatever the grass and all that, but it's like, bro, like, you're right next to the ocean. Like, if we spray this shit, it's gonna kill some fish. Like, that water is brown, and I'm pretty sure it's because of us. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Singadorius again, directly into the water.
Just a jet stream.
Like, yeah, let's just go. Just get straight to the point.
Point to the street. Mm. But yeah, I get you.
Yeah, so I do pest control right now.
If you want to hook up, put my Snapchat and I'll hook people up.
Oh, shit. Hey, hook me up over here.
How much is it? How much is it for like a basic thing?
For like a basic?
I don't ask your mother. No, I was kidding.
I gave your mom that special.
It would depend, because we do quarterly every other month, and then we do monthly. And then we also do like the one-time treatments.
Oh, yeah.
So the one-time treatments, we usually do them just for like rental properties, because customers want to show off their house or their rental thing, but they want to make sure that
the roaches are dead before
that. Yeah, there's nothing that, you know, that
no edgars over there.
They want to make sure that like whoever's renting doesn't see any type of pest or anything like that.
Right.
Those you only get like a 60-day warranty.
Who are the ones that get the most? That way people stay away from those apartments.
Oh, dude, no.
Just call them out.
Dude, I've been to this house, right? And
the one with the dildos and the vibrators out.
Why are you judging people that have
but
vibrators?
That's fucking crazy.
Because like, they're proud to have toys at their age.
No, but like, you know, somebody's gonna come over and
they want to show off. They want to show off their toys.
Like,
I show off my pop heads.
No, if you're around these sizes, I got it,
dude. Oh my, no, yeah, that house, dude. The first time I went into that house, I was like,
you've been there multiple times. The fuck?
Well, he had a try on. That's crazy.
So
you gotta do all of them in a row.
So she's technically my customer, because she's in my area.
Mm.
And so
your customer.
So I've been
like,
to,
I'm with that Dario guy again.
I've been to her house like 3 times now, and oh my fucking god! The first time I went upstairs, and I'm just spraying, like minding my own business. I walk upstairs, there's a room full of fucking dildos, like a wall, like. This Jesus wall right
Christ.
Here, this
not
wall
my pop
right here.
Collection,
dude.
Oh, shit.
Dude, worse. Like,
oh shit,
it's like a cabinet just to the ceiling.
A cabinet,
almost. It's literally like a cabinet, and
oh
I was,
oh my god,
wow. And I didn't notice because I'm keeping my head down, just fucking spraying the fucking corners, and I open the door,
and then you're like, oh, what was that? And then you look up,
he opens the cabinet,
like, dude. I opened the door and then
he gets knocked out.
Dude, as soon as I walked in, I'm like, I turned to the side and then I just see the fucking cabinet and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, are you fucking serious? And then I'm just like,
was it an old lady?
No.
Okay. No, that would have been worse.
Dude, I went to this house too, a separate house.
And she was dead. And I was
like, oh my dude, God.
They, it's an older couple, but I went into the room to spray. And mind you, they're old. She sprayed. They're like,
no, okay.
They're like maybe like 50 or 60. Huh? Probably like 60, I would say.
So then they're prime.
Mm. According to Hero.
Yeah. Hero, there's a prime.
According to Hero, there's a prime. No, and then there was a little box of KY jelly on the nightstand. And I'm just like, damn. Like, y'all still getting it on at that age, bro? Whiskey. Like, damn. But
pray it works all the way to the
No, but that lady's house, the one with the dildos, I was like, bro, I'm like, what the fuck? I was like,
bro, how the fuck do you not, like, put that shit up?
Or,
like,
they're not embarrassed by it. Why are you judging it? But it's so
weird. Like,
it's so weird because...
Down below, do you share your dildos? I was going, oh my God.
It's so weird because, well, to me, I was like, I would want that shit put up if it was me. Like, if I had someone...
I would have a whole fucking display. Well, like,
that's what I'm saying. But
I just don't think they care to have a whole wall of dildos on their fucking room. Like, yeah, like, you're going to have, like, someone go in there. But, like, you know, like... Well, there's some people... Like, I if I had that wall... Oh, okay, not dildos. Hold on, wait. Pause. No, but if I had something like that in my room, me personally, I don't want to hide it. But there are people that are, like, proud... Like, yeah, this one, Jimmy Jr. right here, go up my pussy. That's what they're fucking doing. That's how they fucking do it.
This was my
Jimmy
favorite. D. It's a, like, smooth mouth because...
Oh, my God.
Dude, this is going to use the most.
Oh, my God. The veins are gone.
The fucking doorknob at this point. Dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, it's like when the eraser gets, like, used up.
Oh, my God. Your pencil.
Jeez. I mean, I think it's her job. She's a content creator.
Is
it Trisha Paytas?
For the Blue Brand? Oh, no. Oh. She's a content creator for the Blue
she's
Brand.
She's a fellow.
Wait, for the
she's
a fellow only for the Boomers?
For the what? For the Blue Brand.
The Blue Brand.
What's
the
OnlyFans?
OnlyFans.
Oh, it's blue now?
Because people don't say
that. I thought it was always pink or something. No? It was never pink?
No, I've always heard people just refer it as the... The blue,
they can't. They supposedly can't like say it out loud. So
say it out loud.
Yeah.
Oh, OnlyFans.
What? That was a test and you fucking failed. Oh my fucking god!
Like, not really demonetize it.
Way to go.
No, but yeah,
we don't support
dude,
that.
Dude, it was like what the fuck? And so I'm just like minding my own business. I'm like not my business. And what was crazy to me was that I literally hear her like. As soon as I walk out that door.
But she's moaning?
No.
Oh.
As soon as I walked out the door, I heard her like run up the stairs and she's like, oh my God. She's like, don't go into my closet. I have a bunny in there. As I'm walking down the hallway.
Wait,
the
what's room, a bunny?
Well, hold on. You still told me okay, right now.
And just her pet, like a little pet bunny.
Oh, for real? Oh.
Yeah, like an actual bunny.
Just spray the shit out of him.
Like an actual bunny. She's like, oh my, she's like, don't spray.
It was like a sex thing.
No. She was like, don't spray in the closet. I have a bunny in there. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then like, I'm looking at her and like, she clearly walks past the fucking door with the door like half open. No, with the door half open. Where you can see the fucking wall of dildos and she's just like nothing. And I'm just like, okay. I'm like, whoa. I was like, I'm not gonna say anything.
Did you spray dildos in case there was bugs in them?
No.
That's what they're hiding now.
Oh my shit, God.
What's funny though, the second time I went to her house, so she moved the stuff down from the second floor to the first floor. And
so now right when you walk in
And I was talking to her and like we were just talking and then she's like you don't have to spray in there and like she closed the door like as to like not so I wouldn't see anything.
I was like, bitch, I already been
exactly. I was like,
bitch, already touched
them. Oh my God.
No. But I was like, dude, I already saw them. Like, what the fuck are you hiding?
It's a little late.
Yeah, and then I thought it was funny because she closed the door and as soon as I'm spraying on the outside, the window is fucking open.
So you see it in there.
So you see everything that's in there. So I'm like, what's really the point? Like,
Hear me out. What if she hires multiple people to do her house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those dodos is an exterminator.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then when you go again the fourth time, it's your dick up there. What would you do? What would you do? No, straight up, what would you do?
You have like no idea how she got
the. Yeah, but like, you know what, you have a little mole that you have on your penis. How she got like, how would you, like, what would you do?
I would low-key ask her, but like, how'd you do it though?
You wouldn't be concerned that she has a dildo of your penis in your closet?
I would, but I would also want to know how she did it.
But like, first of all, you can pick up that small. That's pretty impressive.
First of all, I think they downscaled that a little bit.
Are you sure the printer was working right now?
I think it was cold in there.
It was a cold winter day that day, and I was just like not having it. So,
dude, if it was zeros, dude, he would take the whole cabinet.
Take the whole room. The whole border on the wall from the fucking floor.
That'd be a fucking gun safe for one of them.
She like would need to take a hole in the ceiling just to make sure it reaches the top. It's like a
stripper pole, but it's zero. Oh my god. Yeah, that'd be some crazy shit though. She would do that, and then you just find out. Well, how would you know it's yours? You have yours? We're not having a conversation.
No,
I haven't memorized.
No. Yeah, like if you see a picture, but that's my dick. Like you know, like
oh shit, just like that.
Oh damn. But like, could be a little bit more smaller, but that's fine. Mm-hmm.
You're being a little generous.
I can't believe you went from Pizza Hut to fucking dildo on a fucking cabinet.
Dude, right. What's some other crazy wild. Like shit? Yeah. I know I've seen like the dead like animals a couple times, but like
like Mickey, no.
Yeah. R.I.P. Sandy.
Oh, Sandy Cheeks.
There was like a squirrel one time, right?
What? The squirrel?
Yeah, no, it wasn't a squirrel, it was the guach. Guach cut?
Oh, never mind.
No, it was I get a lot of rats, to be honest. I had to kill.
Like, oh, we have hero. Oh my
god! I had to kill a rat the other day, and I was
with your
like,
bare hands.
Huh?
With your bare hands.
God. Well, so we use these glue boards.
So he got stuck, but he's still alive.
Yeah, it was still alive, and it was like, I was like, fuck. I was like,
I'm sorry, little one.
I was like, fuck.
Just like threw him.
Dude, no. So. So the funny thing, the customer was right
out. Yeah, the crying.
Was like licking.
Like damn.
No, like the customer was like talking to me, and she was like, yeah, like there's this mouse in the garage. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm thinking it's fucking dead, like already. And as soon as she opens it, I see that it's clearly licking at me. And you can see where it's like trying to move. It's trying to move. And I'm like, it's
like you're like
and it's trying to move, so I was like, fuck. And then she was like, what are you gonna do with it? She's like, are you gonna like take it somewhere and like
need it? I was
gonna and like she asked, she's like, are you gonna take it somewhere? Like, do y'all just take it somewhere and like leave it there? And I looked at her dead in the eyes, and I was like, I'm about to kill it. And she was like. She's like, are you for real? She was like, are you for real? And I'm like, yeah. I was like,
look away.
She didn't believe me. And I got the other glue board and I put it on top. And then I put it in a bag.
Oh, you got a dodo from that one house.
From a favorite customer.
And I put it in a bag and I ran over it with the truck.
Oh my God.
Dario. But not at full speed. I just like.
That makes it worse.
Imagine if I would have done just like,
dude. No,
we do not recommend you killing a mouse like this.
I was gonna say like
viewer discretion is heavily advised. No mouse.
This just gonna be rated R.
This is no, like hella rated R. This is like Deadpool rated R right now.
It's company policy. I can't really do anything about.
That's y'all method. Just run over things,
dude. I got told. Someone literally told the customer,
"Don't tell me."
They just
stomp on it.
Ugh. They stomped it out. I was like, bro. And so
I can't, dude. I couldn't do that.
Like, you're a little bitch. No,
dude,
that was your fucking coward.
So they told me
this is some real man shit.
So they told me that guy was like training the guy that stomped it out.
20
was training, training some other guy, and the guy was like, oh, are you gonna kill it? And he was like, yeah. And like the guy,
like bites it.
The guy was like, he was like, I'm gonna kill it later or whatever. So he was just gonna put it in the back of his truck, like in a trash that we have, like a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that he was training was like, no, just kill it right now. And the guy that literally just grabbed it and like put it on the floor and in front of him just stomped it out. I was like,
did it splatter?
Bro, I don't know if it splattered. I don't think so. Because once those things closed, it's pretty, like, there's no, basically.
Like, oh, it was one of the hollow ones.
Is yeah.
That, oh, I thought it was like a tray.
No, dude. No, something like that. Oh, my God.
Nah.
This
yeah.
Fucking guy,
imagine. This fucking yeah, guy doesn't know something.
You fucking do good there.
So, yeah. So, like, I just, like, stomped it out. I was like, I would have felt very uncomfortable just watching it.
I think you need to put that guy on the watch list. Honestly, like, if you could just do that.
No, well, anyways, so the camera probably looks different, and we were cut off short by the unfortunate events of our batteries dying for our cameras.
We had multiple casualties.
Right, so we had three dead batteries. But before we got cut off, we were just talking about the very last few moments of Dario's pest control job. But before, after that, we decided, you know what, we're going to end it here. And we hope you enjoyed that episode with Dario. It was a fun one. I had a good time.
We'll have him back, so.
We will have him back.
Yeah.
And before we go, Dario will be doing the song of the week. So, Dario, go ahead and take a look at your phone and tell us the song of the week.
Have it ready. I just don't want to fuck it up like Hero does.
Oh, preach. Mm. He does do that a lot. I was kidding.
A lot.
A lot.
And not just with the playlist either.
Oh, snap.
So, y'all might have heard of him. He's been really popular for a while.
Hero?
It's Symphony No. 9 by Alexander Wolfhahn.
Oh, my God. Beethoven's new hit.
Beethoven
just dropped. I was like, what the fuck? Did you just say that?
Like, waves.
No, it's called Donde Estás by Iván Cornejo.
Can you say it in English for Tweety? He doesn't know what that means.
Where You Are by Ivan Cornejo.
That was Where You At.
Cornejo's.
Cornejo. It's that's the name of the song. It's a pretty good song, though. I like it. I've been listening to him a lot recently.
Since he was born.
Yes.
Allah.
It's very, like, depressing song. So if you're heartbroken, you might fuck with it. If not, sorry.
Don't fuck your phone, please. All right. All right, everybody. Well,
you have your hand.
Don't forget to subscribe and follow us everywhere on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. We're there. We'll talk to you guys later. Deuces.
Bye.
Bye.